Chicago's Brandon Johnson welcomes illegal aliens as black residents rail against mass immigration. By John Binder on May 15, 2023. Newly sworn in Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., welcomed border crossers and illegal aliens to the sanctuary city in his inaugural address on Monday just as black Chicagoans protest illegal immigration flooding their neighborhoods. Since August 2022, thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens have inundated Chicago, many arriving with illnesses like COVID-19 and without any ties to the city, spurring former Mayor Lori Lightfoot to declare a state of emergency last week. Already, Chicago officials have opened police stations and abandoned schools to border crossers and illegal aliens, paid for by local taxpayers. Despite Lightfoot saying the city is at a breaking point, Johnson said there is more than enough room for border crossers and illegal aliens. We don't want our story to be told that we were unable to house the unhoused or provide safe harbor for those who are seeking refuge here because enough room for everyone in the city of Chicago. Whether you are seeking asylum or you are looking for a fully funded neighborhood, Johnson said in his address. The remarks sharply break from black Chicagoans who wield significant political power. Late last week, many attended a town hall meeting at the former South Shore High School where city officials want to house potentially hundreds of migrants. Looking at the numbers coming out of City Hall in the state of Illinois, upwards of $150 million for 6 months, one resident explained. We believe that $150 million would have been, in some way, eligible to come into our community to help our crime problem, help our economic problem, and help with our housing issues. And as we were all aware, black people are the largest number of homeless in Chicago, so if you're going to help anyone, help the current black homeless first. Emphasis added. At the town hall, one black Chicagoan held a sign that "Rebuild the Wall 2024. A sign of support for closing the United States-Mexico border to illegal immigration rather than President Joe Biden's current approach of releasing tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month. Chicago residents are so fed up with illegal immigration that a group has filed a lawsuit against the city to stop them from housing border crossers and illegal aliens in the South Shore neighborhood. It is a slap in the face that we as citizens of the United States of America do not have the resources and support, but you're going to bring people who are not citizens here in our community, in our buildings that we pay taxes for that you took away from us, one Chicago resident told local media. At the end of the day, if Chicago can't take care of its own, why should they take care of others? If the resources are given to others, why can't the resources be given to us? Another Chicago resident asked. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.